What if your personal or business brand was so focused and so on target that it was easy for everyone in your organization to understand? What if you connected with your clients on an emotional level so deeply that they never forgot you? This is what the most successful brands in the world do. It's not about ad budgets. It's about developing a consistent brand, no matter the industry, location, or size of the company. Discover your brand and create an amazing, foolproof marketing strategy. This is the Brand Archetypes Podcast, hosted by Kevin Scarrett and Amy Zander, owners of BrandArchetypes.com. Join them on a journey to discover your most powerful, true brand.
Welcome back to the Brand Archetypes Podcast, everyone. This is Kevin Scarrett. I'm with Amy Zander. Amy, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Kevin. It's nice to hear your voice.
Yeah, it seems like forever since we last talked. It's been 3 weeks now. You took a little trip to the Northwest. How mm-hmm. was that?
Yeah.
In the Pike Street Zombies, if people listened to our last episode, there were some zombies that you had to fend off.
Yeah, or at least prepare for them, yes.
Yeah, that's right. So, here we are approaching, between the two holidays, approaching the end of the year, and so when you and I talked a couple of days ago, we said, hey, how about if we do a recap of what we do at the end of each year, what we try to get our clients to do, and try to spin this into kind of a brand perspective. So, and every year we hear about some clients who go into the holiday sales frantic mode, you know, like restaurants and retail places. They just go crazy this time of year. But other people, other clients, they go completely silent, you know, like, you know, career counselors and fitness coaches and stuff. People are just too busy to shop for those products and services and stuff. So, you know, depending on how your business fares during this time of the year, you may be having an insane time and you might be just kicking back and chilling. So, regardless of what happens to your particular business, we know that this time of year has its definite unique challenges. And most of us start planning for a big surge coming up in January, kind of, you know, ringing in that new year and make up for the shortfalls that you might have had during these few weeks, or, you know, just follow up on your business's New Year's resolutions, right? I think most everybody kind of mentally does the New Year's resolution thing, right? So, Amy, how do you plan for these few weeks of the year?
Yeah, so this year is a little bit different for me because we've had this big government contract we've been working on through the CARES Act, which is really amazing because it's helping new and small businesses get websites and logos and help and stuff for free. And my company is one of the providers of those services, so we get paid. And it all has to wrap up at the end of this month. So I've got quite a few projects on my desk that we're working on, and it's been an amazing opportunity, and the money has been great, of course. So looking forward to next year, I want to find a way to make up that money, right? Because I won't have that grant next year. So right. I've been thinking about that. So it's been a little bit different. But usually this time of year, things kind of either, you know, chug along as normal or slow down a little bit. I mean, we always have our content and everything ready for our clients a month ahead of time. So pretty much right. everything for December is set. And I don't currently have any clients that are like big retail clients that are doing the whole Black Friday push and all that. So we don't have that craziness right now going on. I always this time of year look at my brand, my market plan, my marketing plan for next year, and my team gets together and we set our goals and that kind of thing.
Yeah, and there's no way for listeners to know this, but man, you are rocking it with the networking. The people that you're connecting with, and the guest podcasting and stuff that you're doing, and it's awesome to watch. So kudos
Thank
to you.
You.
I know that you're working the what's the car salesman phrase. Plan your work and work your plan.
Right, there you go.
There you go.
Right.
Okay, so let's kind of dive in. So in our discussion, we decided that it would be good to have a quick chat about the things that people can consider to improve the strength of their own brand in 2022. But really, that's a big deal. I mean, if you've never really thought, how can I conscientiously and thoughtfully put effort into strengthening my brand. If you've never thought that before or had that as a process before, you might not be thinking about how big of a task that is. So we suggest starting now, you know, a good month, month and a half before you want to start seeing things actually happen. So because this is some pretty big, heavy-duty tasks on our list that we're going to talk about today, why don't you get us started? What's number one on your list?
Okay, well, the obvious first step that we would suggest is fast, and it's free. If you haven't already done so, go to brandarchetypes.com and take the online questionnaire. There's a link to it at the top left corner of every page on the site because it's that important that we want you to see take it. So for most of our listeners, this is a repeat, but I'm just going to say it. So if you're the first person in our company, in your company, to set this up, you'll be given the chance to send an invite to other people in your organization to take the questionnaire as well. So by sending an invite through our system, instead of having them just go to our page and find the link themselves, the benefit is that all your data and all the people that take the questionnaire for your company will be compiled in one location. So that's great. And if you have any questions or problems, please give one of us a call and we'll walk you through it. So that questionnaire, you know, it's 90-some questions. It's all about your brand. And once you take it, you immediately get your results. And it lists all 12 archetypes in order based on your questions and your answers. And then you can click on each one. And it'll take you to the page on the site that talks all about that archetype.
Yeah. So now, to be clear, that's kind of the first step in selecting the archetype for your company.
Right.
It's not the only step. It's not like you're going to get the results and say, oh, we're going to pick the top one. You could do that if you really mentally could embrace that. But the questionnaire is really kind of the first step. The point I think that you're trying to make is start with an archetype, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the easiest way to get there is to start with a questionnaire.
Right.
So I agree with that. Pick an archetype. Because, man, if you pick an archetype this month and do all of these activities with your archetype in mind. Yeah, that's some powerful stuff. So yeah, I agree. That should be number one on the list.
Yeah. So what do you think, Kevin?
Yeah.
What's next?
Well, I think a full brand review each year is super important. And it's kind of, we hinted at that in the introduction. If you put together a plan where I say at minimum, bare bones minimum, once a year, probably more like once a quarter, it's super important to keep things on track, to identify any brand gaffes or gaps or weaknesses that you might have in your strategy, and just to make sure that you're tending to this super, super important process. Review your brand periodically. So if you don't perform this kind of review on a regular basis, like I said, at a bare bones minimum annually, you know, maybe even semi-annually or quarterly, if you don't perform that kind of review, you're going to start to see your brand strength start to decline. And you may not even be aware that that's happening until you start getting hit with bad stuff. So this full brand review includes a review of all of your recent print and digital materials. Literally everything that you create, you need to review it with the idea of brand in mind. Be sure to review both your operational and your marketing collateral materials. So pretty much if it's seen by anybody outside your company, it should be reviewed with your brand strategy in mind. Anything that is seen or touched, right? So, you know, there's a lot of things that need to be touched and looked at. And, you know, even though it only took me 2 minutes to describe this step, wow, that could take a couple, if you've never done it before, that could take a couple of weeks. And wow, is that eye-opening. If you lay all your stuff out on a table and start reviewing it, first time you ever do that, that's a definite eye-opener.
Right, so. And if you do that, like if you print out everything you've done, even like your website pages and things like that, and you lay it all out on a table, the things that are not on brand will jump out at you.
Yeah,
so it's good. Yeah, and you know, with social media marketing and email marketing and your website and stuff, with all those analytics and stuff, it's quite easy, if you know what you're doing, or easy to get help figuring that stuff out with your analytics, to see with all that data what's working and what's not working. And so if you, just for an example, if you go through like one social media platform, say Instagram, over the last month or quarter, and you look at what posts you did that really got the engagement, really drove the traffic, you know, got the most likes, things like that, And then, you know, you and your team can think about, like, well, why? Why did this one work? Was it on brand? Was it not on brand? It's possible maybe it wasn't on brand. Maybe it was just super funny or something like that. But that's a really good way to start, too. And then really honing in on the stuff that's working versus the stuff that's not getting much engagement. My team and I do that every month for our company.
Yeah, there you go. Because when I said bare bones minimum annually, that's because it gets the job done. Right. But the downside of doing it annually is it's not really a part of your process.
Yeah, and even you've lost quarterly opportunities
too. Yeah. So a monthly review, if you consider how long your annual process might be and divide that by 12, you know, where you might spend 5 hours doing an annual review, you might only spend a half an hour once a month,
right,
of just checking things out, right, and making sure that you're on track, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what else we got?
Well, I think even before that, though, I would suggest that some listeners may have not yet set up that review process. So if you don't have a brand review process, then maybe the first thing is to put that process in place. So, you know, review everything you're planning on using in the new year, like you suggested. And then if you haven't modified your business like SOPs to include a brand review when the items are created, so that's the time to do that. So, like, I don't know how, you know, far in advance you create your social media or whatever, but into that process, say, okay, have somebody or something say, let's, you know, check mark, yep, that's on brand, something like that. So that's more of a formal brand review process. And if you have done this already, you know how much more powerful, you know, your brand is going to be when you build and create with that brand strength in mind. So, and another thing I think I was thought about when I was talking is, check in with your team once in a while and ask how they feel like your company culture is. If you're like really on brand with your company culture, if there's anything you can change. And I mean, if anybody is part of the world these days and you know, reads the news or reads LinkedIn and articles and stuff like that, company culture is like so on the forefront of everybody's mind, especially with the Great Resignation, and people are, you know, leaving companies or feeling they could do something that they want to do versus something they have to do and all this kind of stuff. Company culture is huge.
Right.
And the
beatings will continue until our culture improves. Right.
That's awesome. But Kevin and I have said it a million times, but your brand should permeate every single thing you do, including your company culture.
Yeah, I think that standard operating procedure thing, though, is super important. And the idea behind it really is what you kind of hinted at before, finding a gaffe or a mistake retroactively, you know, after it's already happened and you're 2 months behind it. That's bad. Where if you take 2 minutes to review every single item up front, then you avoid the issue altogether. So, definitely build up those standard operating procedures, because that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
And there's not a lot of middle ground here. To me, this is black and white. Businesses who commit to a review of each item make their brands stronger over time. Those that don't have weaker brands. And it really is that black and white. It's that simple. Would you agree?
Yep, absolutely.
Yep. 100%. Okay, so what's next?
Well, as the word girl, I command you to create a media calendar, right?
Also called a
content calendar or a marketing calendar. If you haven't heard this phrase, it's a calendar that is dedicated to your marketing tasks for the foreseeable future. So in my company, we use Google Sheets. So
what do you put into it?
Everything that we post on social media every time.
Okay.
Including links to the graphics, hashtags, all that stuff. And we do it that way so that our customers approve it all before it goes out the door. So we share it with them, they see it, there's a checkbox for them to approve it, and then we know it's approved, and then we can post it. Yeah.
Okay.
So you should break things down by employee, so each person knows not only what they're responsible for, but also how these tasks fit into the larger picture.
So it's not just a dump of the content, it's an actual planning tool.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
And then we also use ClickUp, which is a like a project management tool, kind of like Trello or things like that, where everybody has tasks and you can mark them off.
I was just going to suggest Trello.
Yep. And let's see. So you can refer to dependencies. So this mm-hmm. means one person's task might be required to be completed before another employee picks it up for their bit. So for example, on a marketing campaign, it might include a blog post with a video followed by a social media push. So right. the blog content and the video might get produced concurrently, but both need to be done before the blog post is created. So then the blog post would need to be done before the social media push. And then, of course, before the push, you're having somebody check it all.
Right.
So
yeah. So
yeah.
And each of those things might be handled by a different person. If you're wearing the hat for everybody, I would still suggest you still do this because your operational plan, your standard operating procedures of creating this kind of tool for planning, when you start to grow, because if you do this right, you are going to grow, it's easy to hand the pieces off as opposed to starting from scratch.
Oh, yeah. I learned that the hard way.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I grew my business, I was like, they're like, what's your process? I'm like, it's in my head. I don't know.
That's right. Let's talk.
So, yeah. Been through that growing pain. But now we've got it all figured out because, like, I had an employee that kind of left very suddenly last month just due to personal reasons. Oh. And it was very easy now to, like, hand off her accounts to somebody else because it was all in the ClickUp and it was all in the marketing plan. And it was just like, I'm like, oh, I wouldn't have been able to do this a couple years ago. So yeah. And that's more operational rather than like brand, but it affects your brand, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So yeah. And I mean, being this regimented with your marketing will force you and your team to be more consistent, which will affect your brand, and more productive and more in tune with your brand. And you know, I always say this, like, marketing is this giant, like, burden to a lot of people. And it makes sense because you're running a business doing X, Y, and Z. And then you also have, like, this whole entire almost other full-time job of marketing because you have to market your company, right?
Right.
But when you have this content calendar or this plan, even if you just make a theme for every month and you have two or three things every week that you're doing, I mean, you don't have to be as crazy as we are whether you have something going on every single day. But if you just have that plan, if you can do it by the whole year, by the quarter, it's a relief, you know, because then you sit down and you're like, okay, at least some of my marketing I know is being taken care of. At least I'm doing this, you know?
Right.
It takes a while to get it created, but once it's created, it makes you feel so much better.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, apart from the actual management of that media calendar, I would suggest, and I know that you are a huge believer in this. You've already mentioned it once in this episode. I like to arrange periodic, it's either monthly or quarterly. I like to arrange for brainstorming sessions for marketing ideas. Mm-hmm. And a brainstorming session is at least two people. You can't do a brainstorming session with yourself.
Unless maybe you're like schizophrenic or something.
Yeah, that's right.
Or a Gemini like me.
That's right. me and my multiple personalities.
Right.
So when you brainstorm, though, this is not getting too deep into the weeds of details, right? So for example, let's say you're a business and you want to create a prepare for spring campaign. You know, this is well into the future, 3 or 4 months into the future. So you might be talking about putting this onto your calendar now, starting it in January, February or so, with the idea that you're going to launch this campaign in March and have that spread out over 3 or 4 months in spring to be completed in May. You know, so this is a campaign that's over a long period of time. Right. And depending on your staffing resources, this might have 6 or 8 blog posts, a handful of videos, dozens of social media ads. I mean, it could have any number of other marketing tasks. But with that number of marketing pieces that are all integrated with each other, being handled by different people, spread out over that much time, it only makes sense that everything gets kind of planned and tracked, right? And if you don't have these tools and if you're not thinking about your marketing this way, my bet is you're not actually creating robust, big, integrated marketing campaigns like I just described.
Right.
If you're not doing that, you're really missing out on opportunity. Those super effective marketing campaigns are not just done on a whim. They're not just off-the-cuff, knee-jerk response on a weekend when you're thinking about it. These do take thoughtfulness and planning.
Right.
So would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, I can use my marketing summit that's coming up in May as an example of that. I mean, we started marketing this a year ago. and started talking about it, you know, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And we have, you know, different things that are going on. I mean, we rolled it out slowly and we're going to be ramping it up after the first of the year and that kind of thing as it moves closer.
Sure.
But yeah, I mean, we've been putting teasers out and, you know, freebies for win a ticket here and that kind of thing. And yeah, it's been a big deal and it's been all like all hands on deck for that for sure. So it's and right. It's fun. It's I like seeing it all come together.
Yeah. So, you know, this was a quickie. I think that plan your work and work your plan kind of sums it all up.
Right. Yep. I like that.
So, Amy, why don't you give us a wrap up?
Yeah. So just before we leave here, Kevin and I are going to sign off for the end of the year. We will be back in January. And so, you know, I know you're going to miss us, but if you do, you
happy
can go
New
back.
Year.
Yeah. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah. All those good things. And if you miss us and you miss our voices, you can always go back and listen to past episodes.
Or you can call us.
Yeah, you can call us. We would
you
love
can
to
call us. Yeah.
We're not
reach
that
out
busy.
To us, yeah.
You can, yeah, reach
That's
out
right.
to us.
Right. I'm a little busy on the 25th.
Yeah, I'll be busy on the 25th too. And I'm having a having a huge Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve party.
Oh, yeah. Glad
so,
to that.
But yeah. But if you're struggling with your New Year's marketing plan or you feel like you might need a little help with your brand, of course, reach out to us with questions. We'd be glad to help. If you have questions about the tools and the things that we use, if you want to kind of see how we get organized and do our thing, I'd be happy to share that kind of stuff with you for sure. And visit brandarchetypes.com. Take that questionnaire, figure out your archetype, all that kind of stuff, because when you reach out to us and call us, our first question is going to be, what is your archetype?
What's your brand? What's your archetype? Right.
Yeah.
And just to kind of reinforce, we suggested in this episode of the whole idea of brainstorming, right? Well, Amy and I just sitting here in this podcast talking about stuff, that's a form of brainstorming. You know, we a lot of the stuff is off the cuff. Some of the topics we kind of outline in advance. So here are the things that we're going to chat about. But I've had two or three things pop into my head during this podcast, and one of them I'm going to go ahead and say it here is an idea for a tool that I'm going to talk to Amy about as soon as we hang up here, and it might be something that we launch inside the Brand Archetype site. So be very interesting.
Ooh,
so yeah, okay. We will talk to you very soon, and happy holidays, everybody, and happy New Year, and we will see you on the other side of the New Year.
Yeah, but stay tuned, because we still have Marketing Mayhem.
Oh, Marketing Mayhem.
Yeah.
Okay,
so,
sounds good.
This one is a doozy, because and I didn't share it with you yet, Kevin, because I
you
wanted
did not.
To get
this kind of caught me off guard here.
Your
yeah.
honest, true reaction about this. All right.
Oh,
so,
no.
This is a newspaper ad, and it was produced in Chicago, I'm assuming, because that's where the address is for this ad. And
what's the year?
I don't know, but it's got to be pretty old, because just wait. So it's just black and white ad, and it says, the title of the ad is, "Do you still beat your wife?"
Oh, okay. My God.
I know. And then there's, like, this cartoon picture of this guy with this woman, like, bent over his knee, and he's, like, smacking her butt, and she's got this big smile on her face, okay?
Oh, and my God.
I know. And then this is what it says. "Maybe you should never have stopped. Read why in the rollicking, provocative, yet educational booklet entitled Why You Should Beat Your Wife, written by an eminent practitioner of this manly art."
Is this real?
I don't know.
Be real.
"Send 15 cents in stamps or coins to," and then it gives the address of the company. And I'm just like, what?
That's how I consume all of my media, is I pay for it with stamps.
Yeah, and coins. and coins. Yeah.
No bills. No. We don't like bills.
I don't
know.
I don't know if this is real or not, but I was.
And how do you answer that? Do you still beat your wife? Yes. No. Yes. No.
Right. Yeah.
No. Yes.
No answer is a good answer, right?
Wow.
Oh, so crazy.
That is crazy.
I know.
That's Marketing Mayhem is what that is.
Totally. And it's 15 cents, so it's got to be pretty old. I don't know.
Wow.
But we'll put the picture of the ad in the show notes, of course. And please send us your crazy Marketing Mayhem examples. I love this stuff. It's so great.
Oh my gosh. I'm glad you didn't have me read it, cuz I can see it being taken as an outcast. Oh, this is what Kevin Scara talks about. He talks about beating his wife.
Right.
Like, oh,
yeah.
No.
I know. You can take anything nowadays and turn it into something bad.
Oh, yeah. Lordy,
okay.
Lordy.
Well, okay. Happy New Year, everybody. Have a great holiday season. We'll see you back in January.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Brand Archetypes Podcast. Are you ready to discover your company's archetype? Check out brandarchetypes.com, where you can download the book, find out about archetype-specific strategies, connect with us on social media, and sign up for our newsletter.